Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I praise God once again. Today in America, we are still able to say, Hallelujah! Our God is good. You know, I just want to take an opportunity to say, our God is an awesome God, and without Him, we can do nothing. And I want you to understand tonight as we come to you live on KXK radio station, we have the message, we have the call, and we have the position that God wants us to take you to. Now, before I go, we're going to pray and we're going to get up into our lesson, because tonight I want to talk about angels. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for everything that you've done this day. You kept us, you've shown us the way you want to go throughout this whole day. We thank you, Father, from the rising and the setting of this sun, you're still God. We love you for what you're doing. And Father, we realize that there's a new move in the earth realm by you saying this, let the world be known. Soon I will come, saith the Lord. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus Christ. And thank you, Father, for showing us that you, Father, will not be the one who do the judging. It is your son. It is our brother. We are his brother. I'm his brother. He's my brother. He loved me so much that he gave his life for me. He loved me so much that he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He loved me so much, Father, he rose from the dead. He loved me so much that he sits on the right hand of God for me. He loved me so much that he sent the Holy Ghost to lead me. He loved me so much that the Holy Spirit moves me, keeps me, and show me the way he would have me to go. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I pray for my wife, the mother of my children, my son and daughter. I pray for their wives and their husbands. I pray for my grandson. I pray that you will keep them, make them a man of much stature, men who can walk in this hour that they live in, Father. The age that they have to know, Father. And teach us to teach them, Father. For you said in your word in Proverbs, in the 6th chapter, some verses, you said that we take the word will lead us, it will guide us, it will sleep with us, it will wake us up, it will even talk with us. Thank you, Holy Father, for your word. Your word is awesome, your word is powerful. Your word, you said the word that we have, we eat it day and night. It shall not leave from us. We shall meditate on it day and night, because in it we'll have good success. Thank you, Holy Father. And then, Father, I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. He that is kept by the most holy God. Hallelujah. You are our refuge. You are our hiding place. Without you, we can't do nothing. America needs to know that you know that we know that America needs. Right now in America, I pray for the president. I pray for him, Father. I pray for the senators. I pray for those who are in politics. I pray that you will show them the right decision that will be taken. I pray for both houses. I pray for both. I pray for the Senate. I pray for them and the Republican. I pray for them, Father. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, but they will come to know that Jesus Christ is the author and the finish of all our faith. No matter what we all stand, every man will stand before you, Father. Even I pray that my life is according to your purpose, according to your will. I ask you tonight to let the Holy Spirit move on us tonight. Ride, Holy Spirit. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost move over this radio line. Let the fire move over this radio line. And then, Father, I want to thank you this day. In your outside age has no difference. You showed in the earth room today. You let a lady leave from Florida, from Cuba, come to America through the water. Reminding me what's in the water, in the flood, the storm, by the snow, by the trees falling, by the heat, we made it through. And she said, always remember, Father, and we thank you. Your word says, all things work together for those that are called according to God. And you watched over her. I bless her today in Jesus' name. I also bless the 50 states in America. I ask you, Father, today, in Jesus Christ's name, that America will come to know that the true and living God is still available. And I ask you, Father, to show me to have a forgiving spirit, to love mankind who know not that I know, to show the truth of your word, to live the word, to live your word, to understand, Holy Father, that without you I can do nothing. And then, Father, I acknowledge, Father, the healing that is performing in my body. It's not I, but it's you, Father. You brought me to a place where I surrender to you. I surrender. It's not because of the devil. It's because I made mistakes and you've forgiven me. Somebody have not asked for forgiveness. Some pastors have not asked for forgiveness. Somebody in the fivefold ministry, some prophet, some prophetess, some apostle, some teacher, some evangelist has not asked you, Father. I'm praying, Father, that they will be forgiven. I intercede for them, Father. I intercede for my brother behind prison bars. I intercede for him, Father. I intercede for my nephew. I intercede for my sister and brother. I pray, God, that you will take charge of everything. So I know today is a day that's supposed to be a holiday, but every day is a holy day with you. I thank you, Father, for this night. I thank you for an earth realm that I'm able to say your word. Your word is better. Your word is better than all things. It's like a refreshing. It's like a pouring down of water upon a hot body in a hot time in the heat of the day. But you still have love, what you're showing us. And for this we said thank you. Somebody on the southern border of America needs a prayer. Somebody in the northeast needs a prayer. Somebody in the southwest. Somebody in the west. Somebody in the middle of America needs a prayer. And then, Father, the earth is crying out, Father. And what you've shown all of us, you're still God. And you say, I was God before. That's why you say, I am that I am. And I love you for it. I thank you for it. I give you the praise. Angels on assignment, quickening around this place where I live. Quicken angels. Angels on assignment, sure. So we can show off for God. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. My prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight I want to talk to us about something that a lot of people in the day don't like to talk about. But they are part of the creation. They're God's FBI. They're God's CIA. They're the God's Supreme Court. They're God's Congress. Angels on assignment. And I would say this if we into this teaching, that you would take time. You can call in and ask me a question. You can ask me to pray for you. If you need healing in your body, I'm here for you. If you need to be released from the hold that the enemy has on you, I'm praying for you. And I'm believing that God sent us help. He sent the Holy Spirit. He sent angels that are on the side of us to watch over us. But we got to know that they are there for a reason. Everything we have said or done is being recorded. Be careful what you think. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Lord, keep my heart pure. Keep my understanding. And the Apostle Paul wrote it. He says, I am the chief sinner. He was first. And I say this, I was. But now I've been found. Hallelujah. Look to the lesson that we have. I'd like to take us to Psalm 103, verse 20. It says, bless the Lord, you holy angels. Oh, you angels that excel in strength, that doeth his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Now, you know, let's look in this. The angels, the Bible says that they excel. They're in so much strength. And whatever he commands them, he did do it. Now, the word, in accordance with the Bible, was not made flesh until in John chapter 1. In John chapter 1. And the word became flesh. And the word came amongst us and dwelt amongst us, paid that price. Man has a desire in his own way. He desires the strength of an angel. Why? Because he's not of the same class as the angels have spirit. Man has a body, a soul, and the Holy Spirit. And he's there because God has so sublimed them with an understanding. And the more we take a notice, angels are not inhibited by the things that limit humans. See, angels can walk through the fire and don't get burned. We walk through the fire and the fire burns us up. Unless we don't have God there with us, that Daniel did. The fire. The angels of God can rain down fire as God instructs them. I love it very much. And see, they have a lack of knowledge and a lack of energy. Right here in America and over there in the Middle East, there was a big fight going on. Let me tell you, let me set the stage for those who may not know, and some of you might not know. So, well, I'm not concerned about that. You're a lie. You are concerned about it. If you are a Bible believer, believe in God's word, you believe. The plan that the enemy has set is to try to divert and get Israel to speak a word. But God will not allow the devil to move time. See, God is in charge of it all. And what has happened, if you take notice to God's word, you will take God's word at what God's word has said. God said, angels, go down and investigate and see. God is in charge. In America, in Washington, D.C., right now, they're trying to devise what they're going to do about a killer, a murderer, a thief, a robber over in Samaria. You got the Russians and you got China. If they don't care nothing about God, they're even not concerned. Look what they did in Russia. They went there and beat all their people and killed them and murdered them. Look over there in China. China doesn't care. You got 1 billion people over there that are solid. They don't want them to be in charge. Who is that? That's not God's movement. That's Satan, the fallen angel, is in charge. Please hear what I'm saying to the best of my spiritual understanding. Because if we don't get on our knees and pray, we are Israel. I am an Israelite by faith through Jesus Christ. Now, that's going to haul a whole lot of people some confusion. But you know what I say? That's your problem. God has said. When you go to Galatians, you find out, Galatians in the 3rd chapter, and the one of the verses says, he says that how, he said that the blessings of Abraham will come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ by faith, and it's by the Holy Spirit. And you know what? That makes me also, by me being brought into the kingdom of God, Abraham was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. But he took the ways of God, and God so loved. And he said, I will make his seed a multitude. And that's what God has done. And here I am. Listen to this. We've got to understand that man has always decided. See, some men say, oh, I got a lot of superpower, you know, and strength for his own selfish reason. Man, he can pick up 500 pounds in one hand. Man, that's nothing. Muscles are built up. It's like your faith that you you can't see, but you keep building up. And here's what I want to have you know. See, man's heroes are in a they're M-Y-T-H-O-L-O-D, mythological. They're myths. Have often been men of unusual strength. They say, oh, my God, look at who's coming here. There come one man. If you never saw him, you write, you got the name. Here comes Superman. Here comes Superwoman. No. God had two sets of giants who was a midget. His name was David. Can you stand in this time that we live in? I believe we can. See, but we got to see that our describes a man who has immune to energy, to injury, except his heel. And they knew that this particular man, when they took the heel, see what they're trying to supersize it to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, he shall bruise my heel, and my shall bruise his head. But you know what bruised me? Satan been knocked out, man. He rose up and struck, but God is still on the plan. I love God. Do you love him? I'll tell you why I love him. You see, he loves me so much that he's allowed me to stay in this age realm for 67 years. In spite of my inability to get up and move like I should, but it's my faith that takes me to the next level. Sometimes I have to call on God because of the pain excruciates in my body because of. I know that the enemy is trying to come at me, but I believe what God said. The faith I have, the faith, the belief that I have, will move me into the arena where God, it is ready right now. Right now. See, I've had many of faith healers and people tell me, said, well, you're healed right now. Won't you just get up? I said, God has not told me what he told me there's a time for my healing to be manifested, and he will let me know. Why? Well, man, you ought to be telling to us. You know what? I'm going to say as the Apostle Paul, do not see me because I can't get around like I used to when I was a young buck, but I can still get around. I can still talk. I can still pray. I can still call demons to get out. I can still teach the word. I can still love. Because love is a challenge to someone whose heart wants to know who God is. You want to know the agape? You want to know what God love is? You want to know what his love is? Do you want to know what his philo love is? Do you want to know what God love is? Do you want to know that God so loved that he gave, oh my God, he gave his only. Only, that means he gave his only begotten son. Well, because if you go back and read the book of Psalms, you're going to find it there. And I began to read it last night, I was praying. And he said, I was there when God said, let the mountains come forth. I was there when the water began to flow. I was there when he called into existence. He said, I was there. And you know what? The Jesus Christ was there. The Son of Man was there with God. But he chose to come walk with me. Lord, I love you for that. I love you because what you're sitting me to understand. And I know this much. See, we have to look at what God is doing. Today's films on the television showed us we got this supervised a person who's a vampire. Can't kill him. Ain't nothing but something, a myth that somebody can put out. See, Hollywood says Exorcist 1 and 2. You know, if you got the power, you can cast that demon out. We got the power to do it. You know what? But everybody in the Hollywood concept, because everything is done on the Hollywood. Who owns Hollywood? Some people that ain't Jews. Some people that don't love God. And I just might tell it like it is. They write down the Supermans, the Wonder Woman, remember her? The Bionic Woman, remember her? The Bionic Man, Incredible Hulk. Well, you know, that's not too long ago. You know, the Hulk grew up, my God almighty, the Ghost, other space people, you know, we just had something come down from there, and we believe it came out of. And you know what? Thank you, Lord. As we get up into the lesson and study, the deep I want to take you into it, there is an exotic that man wants to get to. Because it's his desire. They want to get out there and do something wrong, and they want to have them angels involved, them dark angels. Let me tell you something what the Bible says. Men will obtain power that is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He will be equipped with he will be superior to angels in strength, intelligence, capability, and worship. In the resurrection, not before, not prior, in the resurrection. What I love about the Bible, it says in Thessalonians, it says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We who alive shall be caught in the midair, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But guess what? God's angel is right there. Right there. God's angels ain't died. You got them disobedient angels. You see, we look at 1 Corinthians 15:20, 1 Corinthians verse 42, verse 40. So also of the resurrection of the dead, it is sown in corruption, it is raised in corruption. 43, it is sown in disorder, it is raised in glory. My. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. See, God is such a good God, a merciful God, a lovable God that loves us. And he brings us to a point. Here's what I would have you know. To those of you who may be listening, to those who say, well, I still love you. The Bible makes it point. Let me finish with verse 44. It was sown in natural body. It is raised in the spiritual body. There is a natural body. I live in that, 6'2". It's a physical body. But there is a spiritual body. And there is a spiritual body. I will look just like Jesus. Because when you go back and you read in the book, it says this. He says, when he writes a letter, John says, my dear children, he says, remember the confidence that you have. That we're going to do what the God has done. Because when he shall appear and come back, we don't want to be ashamed of his coming. You know, some people got so much shame upon them because they got so much sin, anger, disqualification. They don't care what they've done, how they do it, because all they want to do is think of the next movement. And I just have to, I'm kind of deterring from the lesson because I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to say this to her, that we've got to understand God has angels, and they will do what God says. If God sent an angel down here on my door because I've done wrong, says, go to that particular house and only, and I want it to be destroyed, that angel will obey God. I can beg, wait a minute, Mr. Angel. Come on, Mr. Angel, let's talk about this. Hey, home, let me talk with you. No, that's not how God's going to do. When that final battle shall come with the angels and God, one he has, they are going to fight a fight that you've never seen. In the space of 1 hour or less, it's over with. Because God's angels are going to take charge. But you know what? Hallelujah. We won't even be here to be a part of that war. But you know who's going to be doing it? The Son of God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's going to come back riding that horse. And he's going to come with his sword and his royal diadem. And the enemy of darkness. And the Bible says the angels go down to the bottom of the pit and they release the dragon. Call that old dragon. They released him. Why? Because we're living in the last days. So the war goes up. And we go on and we just step by step. And take notice, if you're not ready, you don't have a bus ticket, you ain't going home. Man said to me when I was in Germany, he said, you got your bag? He says, are you headed to America? I said, yes. He says, you got your ticket? I had to look around. I forgot what I put it. I said, always do what they said to a soldier they do. And I did it. I said, yes, sir, here it is. I said, okay, you can get on. You know, I thought about it. What if I had a ticket? I couldn't get on the road. I couldn't go home. A one time go home. I've not returned to Germany in mind only. Let me say this to you. It's very simple. When you don't have a ticket to go to heaven, when you don't have a blood-bought soul, when you have not testified, when you have not believed what God said through his word, when you will believe, he said, I send my son, and you reject him. See, you see, a lot of people are in America, we got to wake them up, my brothers. We got to wake them up. We got to wake them up. Revelation chapter 5, 11 through 12. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels run about the throne, and the beast, and the elder. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Man, what an army God got. I love his army. I want to be a part of his kingdom. Because Jesus said in Luke 22, chapter 22, verses 29 and 30, he says, Jesus was talking. And he said, just as my Father gave you a kingdom, I, inclusive of me, Willie Hunter, and the prophets and those who believe, I will give you a kingdom. Lord, what did I do? Because you honored me. You obeyed me. You followed my commands. And God says this here. Sing with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Woo! To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I mean, if you start counting 1, 2, 3, all the way down, that's what God does. That's what the angels are saying. You, Lord, are worthy. See, a host. We behind says that we're here also. You see, angels protect the throne of God. And don't you ever think somebody going to the God's throne. Somebody can come and overthrow another nation, but one you cannot do. You cannot overthrow God. And you know what? There was a person who had some royal power before God. And he thought that he could overthrow God. He got to thinking, he didn't know God knew himself. He said, if they're gonna worship the sun, who is the son of God, the morning star, I need that power. See, we got people in the churches like that. We got some people walking around America. Well, I need to be doing it. No, you don't. You love God. Because God's gonna have a protection for you. And when angels protect God's throne, you see, here's what you gotta say. There are many angels in heaven. I can't even count them. Nobody can count. Only God can, who protects the throne. Satan, he may want to try to come against it, but the angels, they whooped his head, like I said. I said they did him like Muhammad used to do. What round do you want to fall? Want to fall? No, you're going to fall the first round. If I might say that in that manner. But I want to tell you this. If you're on God's side, you're on the best side. If you're not on God's side, you're on the wrong side. Plain and simple. You you love God, you're going to love him for what he's done. If you're going to obey God, you're going to do what God says. If you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus told those disciples, he said, if you love me, if you love me, when you love me, when you love me, he said, keep my commandments. Angels don't have to keep commandments because they hearken to the voice of God. And that's what Willie Hunter said. But I tell you, that was a man named Jacob who followed one. And the angel came down and battled with him. But the faith that man had, that angel said to him, let me go. And he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. He had a recognition that he was in the midst of royalty and where God's power was there to let us move forward. And the Bible says he struck him in the thigh and released him. He walked with that limp. Why? Because it was a mark what God had left through the angel. And if you want the angel to visit you, want to test the best way to do it? Get around God. Get into God's presence. Because God is so much in love with us. Let me tell you, then I'm going to close it. Some angels act as messengers which are sent on special assignments. One special assignment when they was up there and God told the prophet that have the people to walk around 6 days. And on the seventh day, oh, blow those. And they blew, and guess what? And the walls, now those walls were at least 7 feet thick, high. But you know what happened? That was angels there. Someone had a tape of the man who said he was there. He said to angels, we're the ones that caused that to crumble. Man, you think I'm going to get up against God? No. Well, I'll say this here. I will say this as I leave the lesson because I want to come back to this. And angels are informers. And they enlighten Abraham, connecting the destruction of Sodom in Genesis 18:2. Remember that. He came and he said, they enlightened him. Well, God's going to go there and visit them because their ways are not right. He got in God's company, began to talk to God. And he lifted up his eyes and looked. And lo, three men were by him. That was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As I can see it the best way I know how. If I'm wrong, love me. If you hate me, still love me. I want you to know this tonight. I got off into the lesson, but I was led to just speak some things to the people in the body of Christ. Somebody, somewhere needs Jesus Christ. Somebody, somewhere needs to know that he's the only one through his son, Jesus Christ. It's not a Muslim. It's not you kicking up a high fit. It's not you holding on to a cross that is visible. No, the cross that we have is a consecrated cross. And I want to tell you tonight, through the love of Jesus Christ, I know that I know because what he has said. I am that I am. When God speaks, because he was the cross of Sodomites, God went down. Abraham said, Lord, if you can just find 50. God was silent. He said, can I find 40? Can I find 30? Can I find 10, 20? He said, oh, my Lord. He bowed down. Abraham knew that God was a God of his word. America, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you're lost and found, get it right with God. Somebody's listening to me. Right now, I sense God moving on you. But I love you. God wants to bless you. See, I know what God is doing. He wants to use me, you, and everybody. We become one. We unify. We come together. And my lesson is up, and I love you. Till next time, we got got a conversation. The questions out there. And hold me to my record, because tomorrow night I want to talk about you. Angels will help us. Because we need that in this day and time. And it's relevant because God is God. Anybody on the line have a question or a statement they want to speak to the nation? Peace be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, today I witnessed to a prayer line that was on, and I want to thank God for that prayer line, because the prayer line helped to strengthen me till the people call on God. And you know, sometimes it just behooves us to stay worthy, to do what God has called us to do. And you know, I got something I want to share with you from, I was doing from the Word of God, but I want to show you what God said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book, what book? The Bible of the Lord shall not depart from thy mouth. Oh, why? But shall not depart from out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate. Meditate. Mumble, you know, and I found that meditating like muttering, you mutter the words, you make it, somebody don't understand what God does. Therein day and night, that thou mayest do, you know what? Observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thou shall make thy way prosperous. Oh, and you have a successful end, a good successor. Why do we not want to take the Word of God? Take the Word, read it. We got so many Bibles out there, and God's going to look on the Word. The Word. Because you got some words that Satan have to bring it in, and some people do not want to talk about the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody want to talk about it, because they got all these different books. They got the King James this, and the blah, blah, blah this, and the blah, blah, blah this, and you got the Torah. Some people want to read the Torah. Like I was telling one brother, teaching people Hebrew right now is not going to get them to heaven, because that language for the Jewish people. The language we have now, the Gentiles. And the more I read into about the Gentiles and what God was doing, and you know what? The Apostle Paul had a big argument with these brothers. And we have a kind of an argument today. Why do we argue? Because he began to tell them something. Now, God began to say something. I want you to go to with me if you can. Go to Jeremiah and read this. A lot of you read it. But I want to show you something else, what God has said. What God has said. God has said in his word. When you take God at his word, wow, God says, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you. The thoughts I have, they're about peace and not evil. And to give you what? An expected good end. Why? Because here's what God says to Jeremiah to tell us. And when you pick it up and you read the Word of God, he says, then shall I call upon the Lord, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. See, God is an equal God. I love it. He's an equal God. He said, wait, if you come to me, I'm definitely going to come to you. When you go and read the last book of the Bible, in the Old Testament, it says, return unto me, God said, and I will return unto you. And they shall do what? Yeah, God is saying to the nation right now, We got to get some more on the ball field. We got to get some more prayer. We got to get more whose lives are changed. And I've said this. I believe. I know. I'm assured by God. There is a movement in the earth realm right now that some people are not going to see it. Because a lot of people have not heard the name of Jesus. And the Jews said, Yeshua. They have not heard about Yeshua. They've heard about Jehovah, but they have not heard about. And the name of Jesus Christ is above every name. And at his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. In this life or the life which is to come, that he is Lord of Lords. And I look at this word, I say, oh, my Lord, it's so good. See, the word of God, the more you study, you have to ask God to help you. You got to ask, Lord, will you help all that foul out of me, all that anger out of me, disapprovement of me? Lord, get it out of me. I want your word. I want the joy. See, somebody had that song, and it's a breaking those. I'll get it in my spirit after a while. But it's breaking those chains, the hallelujah. Breaking those chains. And see, there's a chain of hate that on some people. There's a chain of adultery. There's a chain of lasciviousness. Breaking those chains. There was a robber breaking those chains. Why does God want to break those chains? Because when a chain is broken, it cannot be replaced because it's been destroyed. When I heard the woman say, take me to the king. I have nothing. My God Almighty, take me to him. All that I have. When I go to church, it don't seem like it's church no more. It just, you don't want to go to church, do you? Come on, tell it to. Some people don't want to go to church because after church, there is no Holy Ghost movement. There is no movement of laying on of hand and bringing people to the forefront and understand, because everybody's not of one accord. And those who are one accord, Satan is fighting us like 900. Not him individually, but the demons he have dispersed. And you know what? If you know that you are a gentleman of God, you know what you stand for. You don't have to bow to no darkness, but you got to stand. Why you want to stand? Because God is standing there with you. Here's what God says in Jeremiah. I love it. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Will it hurt us? God said, you shall seek me. Find me. When you have searched diligently or hoppily, all that I have sought, God, are you out there? Can you help me, Father? Are you there? He says, when you search for me, you'll find with all your heart. Lord, I used to be a thug. I used to be a dope dealer. I used to be a man over this end or that end. But Lord, I have found you. I have found you. I have found you. What have I found? I found the truth. I found God. I found him. I found him. Oh, glory. Here's something else that lets me just, that keeps me up and talking to God. Woo! And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away from your captivity. Oh, I've got some people trying to hold me captive. Yep. God said, he said in the Old Testament through Jesus Christ's mood, he said, I will turn your captives, and I will gather you from all the nations. What's God going to do? I used to live in Bryan, Texas. I used to live in California. I used to live out there in Germany. But God said he's bringing us home. He's getting us ready for the final battle. We got to get ready. Hallelujah. He says this here. He says this word. And what I believe that God has said. God said he believes it. He says, speak the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God of Israel. Saying, write these all the words that I have spoken unto you in this book. In the book. Some people don't want to take, so they didn't read it. They don't want to read the five Bibles, Genesis, down to, what's the last one? Genesis, Exodus, Numbers. When you get all them books, God says, write it down. It tells it. Then comes along with the writers of the prophets. Then comes along with a lady named Ruth. Then comes another in Obadiah. Then one, all of that in the Bible. 39 stripes fulfilling God's word, because it gives us to coincide with the stripes that Jesus Christ is going to receive. Why? Because no man, but Jesus came. And he came. And you know the most important thing I like it? And I did a research on that. And you know the blood that Jesus had was not the blood of his mother. It was the blood of heaven. It was the flesh of heaven. No way it could correlate together. Somehow no God did what he did. I don't need to know all the scientific approaches, how much you've written about it, but I know what the Bible says. The blood he has was not the blood of a woman. It was the blood of the living God. Why? Because his blood. Now, detectives, his blood could not be contaminated with human flesh. It had to be royal flesh. It had to be royal blood. That's why he said in Psalm 22, he said, behold, I will go and do your bidding. I will go and tell them. I said it. The Son of Living God. He came down and paid a price, an ultimate price. He walked the dust to heal. After 12 years, he had his bar mitzvah, and the Bible says he spoke from the book of Isaiah and said, this day shall this word be fulfilled in your eyes. What he's going to do. And when you read it, you're going to hear what God said through Jesus Christ, 12 years old. Hallelujah. His mother and father said, now why would you just do what you did, son? No, he says, I was about my father's business. And because in the Jewish culture, and they have a bar mitzvah at the age of 12, so it is for the woman. A man and a woman at 12 years old. That's why God has what he has through them. But God so loves us that he give us the quality of the saints to be right there. But he had to have them. He had to have the people. He knew he could depend on them. But yet they got busy doing what they want to do. You know, ain't that like that? You could tell somebody, you got them to say, well, okay, I want you to do something for me. I want you to keep a watch on this until I return. I'm be gone. I want you to keep a watch on it. But they refused because they thought God was too rough. They thought God was too rough and tough to Moses. But God, Moses stood there and told him. He said, you heathen, hallelujah. God wouldn't let him cross over because he forgot something. If you need anything of mythology, you see, he struck the rock. It was Jesus Christ that he struck in anger. And God said, I love God. He said, oh, Moses, he said, everything was okay, but I got a mark against you. I can't let you cross over. Can you imagine that when God said that? In the last time, I can't let you cross over because you've done so wrong. You got to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Lord, I want to be with you. Straighten up and fly right. And God says, I will let you. He says, far as your eyes can see, you'll see the promise. And I say to some people, if you think that God had left a little place over there in Israel on the Mediterranean Sea, and when he was out there, the sea was as far, and the Bible says his eyesight was like an eagle. He was looking far. Good Lord, who knows how far he looked at the highest point he was. But that's what God said. And I tell you this much tonight with God, if you do what God wants, he wants you to repent. Repent means to give up. Lord, I made a mistake. And I want you to forgive me. You know, mother, son, and daughter, the son said, well, I wasn't obedient, Lord. My daddy did something. I just didn't like him. But I want you to forgive him. God will give. God will give. I don't go to church like I want to, Lord. No, man, I ain't going to church. The preacher talking about the same thing. He got the same game that the world got. See, Satan is exposing the whorish people who are of the fivefold, the pastors, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists. He is exposing them. Why? Because if a little child can sit there and say, well, I saw him at another woman's house last night doing something they had no business. He said, shut up. No. The truth has to come out. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling shall the truth come forward. And God is saying, I'm not trying to sound like I'm an old Baptist preacher because I'm not a Baptist preacher. I'm a man of God. Been there, done that. I can't go there. I want God more power. And when God gives it to us, here's what God says. Now, I want to take you into a scripture that's going to help you if you're still with me. If you go to John, the 17th chapter, and here's one of the most movements that his son could ever speak. Because he talks about what he's going to do for his people. And what he said, he knew he had a plan for Saul to come on later. God knew what he had planned through Jesus Christ. He said, but I have first come to the house of Israel. And the woman who was half Jewish, and she says, he says, if you let the food fall off the table of the crumb, he says, we'd have to pick it up. And Jesus said, I have never seen or heard such great faith in all of Israel. That's how he knew what he already knew, but he had to solidify. Now, here's what we read. In here it says, these words spake Jesus. That's why I tell people, don't look at me to close my eyes when I pray, my eyes are open. Lifted up his eyes unto heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. It means he was there face to face. Face to face. The Father said, my beloved Son, I love you. The Son said, my Father, I love you. And nowhere in the scripture do you find out where Jesus Christ did not call him God. He said, Father. Father. When he told him how to pray, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, inclusive of himself. Say, our Father, our Father. And you take this here, you get a chance tonight, read over it, pray over it, because you're going to find what God, well, when you're ready, he says, Holy Father, hallelujah. Jesus. He says, Father. Because we find it all in the script. He says, oh, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, which glory was I had with thee before the world was. Man, you talking about getting out in some real good love, rubbing with God and praising God. And you know what? We're going to have that in eternity. We're going to be right there with him. We're going to see him face to face. We're going to be able to say, Father, glorify us with yourself. I'm glorifying you. See, I don't have nothing to give you but my life. All that I have, I give it to you, Father. My life is your life. See, I don't live for myself anymore. I love my wife, but I live according to the word of God. I love my son, but I live according to the word of God. I love my grandson, but it's all according to the word of God. And I want you to know, I love my neighbors, but it's according to the word of God. Because I know that I know. I want my record. I'm not gonna die yet. I got much work to do. But I want to tell you this. There is a way where I can help you to reach the unreached and to tell the untold. Come to Jesus and say to him, Father, I have sinned. Forgive me. And in one word, he writes, he says, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. Do you not know, when we tell people about Jesus Christ and God and the Holy Spirit, about the royal diadem, the ending of God, you know people going to hate you in your own family, at your own house. Wives going to hate you, husband going to like you. It happened. We've seen it happen. Why? Because they said what the word said. He said these words. He said that word. He said, as I give them, they hated them. Why? Because they are not what of the world. Not this. D is a definite article. If you know anything about the English. Wow, God. Even as I am not of this world. Jesus let it be known. He said, because I'm not. He said, got them who believe. I believe. Do you really love God with all you have tonight? I know we are coming around the world, but I want to start a revival by the faith of Jesus Christ. Those who live from point to point in the comforts around this world. There have been some places that some of us have never gone. God has allowed some of us to see it in the Spirit. And he's transported us there to do a great work. Because we are who we say we are. And when Jesus said his word, he said, just as the world hates you, believers, my God. They hated me. And here's what he said, they hated me. But Jesus said, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He told Paul right this, all of us. I used to drink, smoke, gamble, ready to fight, find a loose one, find this and find that, but I won't do it no more because that man does not live here. But I want to help you some pastors who are going to the low lows, up. God love you. And you know what? My time is up. I've enjoyed having this time with you. May God forever bless you. May God forever keep you. And remember what the word says. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? It dwells in us. I love you. Until next time on the other side. It will be tomorrow night. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Amen. God bless.